Friends, we are gathered here for this joyous occasion of uniting these two in the holiest state of matrimony, an occasion that is sanctioned by our Lord and endorsed by his presence in the wedding at Cana of Galilee. It is commended of Paul to be honorable among all men, and therefore not to be entered into unadvisedly or lightly, but reverently, discreetly, advisedly, and in the fear of God. Into this holy estate these two persons come now to be joined. If any man can show just cause why they may not lawfully be joined together, let him now speak, or else hereafter forever hold his peace. Melvin, wilt thou have Evelyn to thy wedded wife to live together after God's ordinance in the holy estate of matrimony? Wilt thou love her, comfort her, honor her, and keep her in sickness and in health, and, forsaking all others, keep thee only under her so long as you both shall live?
I do.
Evelyn, wilt thou have Melvin to thy wedded husband to live together after God's ordinance in the holy estate of matrimony? Wilt thou love, honor, and keep him in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, keep thee only unto him so long as ye both shall live?